Well, good morning, church family. Those of us who are here today on a very unusual Sunday. What a week it has been for us, for Lane County, for the entire state, for really the whole West Coast. And I just felt really impressed and moved that what we needed to do today is devote our time to intercession and prayer to the Lord on behalf of our state, our county, our loved ones. So our hearts are heavy today because of what we see and experience all around us. And yet we are not without hope. Amen? And so I want to begin our prayer time today with scripture reading, as I always like to begin every service with scripture. And we have some music and special music that will guide us through our time of prayer. I want to begin reading through Psalm 121. Psalm 121, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will never slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I do want to share that all of our church people are accounted for. There are several families that have gone to the coast. There are those who are in various hotels. But as far as I know, everyone is safe and accounted for. Some of you, like Sue's family, have been in mandatory evacuation zones, but they are safe and accounted for. And so I thank God that so far everyone is safe, accounted for, and doing well. Many are staying home today, and we've encouraged people to stay home if you feel like that's what they needed to do. The goal today is just to pray and lift up scripture and prayers. We'll open it up to anyone. Let me begin with prayer, and then we'll have some music. And as God impresses upon your heart to pray or read scripture, please do so, as this time is devoted for that. Almighty God, we come before you today, and what a week it has been. Really, what a year it's been. And this, compounded upon what we've been experiencing all year, has not made things any easier. You know the anguish in our hearts. You know the cry in our soul. You know even the fear of the unknown that we are experiencing. And yet, as a people of faith, as a people of God, as your dearly beloved children, we know that you are working and intervening to bring about good in the midst of this horrible wildfire situation. And already we are seeing good happening. The community is coming together as I've never seen it before. People are reaching out to one another in love and kindness and compassion. People are looking in on their neighbors and loved ones. And perhaps people are turning to you as never before. And so you are bringing about good in the midst of a very terrible situation. But Lord, as your people, we're here to gather today to pray, to seek you, to ask for rain. We remember reading in the Bible of Elijah, who was a man just like any of us, and yet he prayed for rain. And we desperately need rain, Lord. We pray for safety for those who are on the front lines working these fires, for our emergency personnel, for government officials, for those who are working diligently to bring about a resolution and help to this situation. Lord, we pray for those who have been evacuated. Lord, we especially pray for those who have lost everything. We cannot even fathom what that must be like. Bring comfort to them, Lord. We're already hearing stories of deaths and people who have perished. Oh God, our hearts ache in anguish at the thought of loss of life. Lord, our hearts are heavy today. We are asking you to intervene as only you can. May we never again take the blue skies for granted. May we never again complain about the rain. May we enjoy every day that you give us on this earth without grumbling or complaining, because life is too precious. And every day that you give us is a day to rejoice and to praise you. I thank you for this wonderful church family. You have kept us safe. And I thank you for that. But I'm thinking of Living Waters Fellowship up in Blue River. Oh God, their church is gone. Most of their congregation has been evacuated. The parsonage is gone. Everything is gone, Father. We lift up that congregation to you. Lord, as we sing today, as we sing our prayers to you today, as we encourage and comfort each other through the reading of Scripture and crying out to you in prayer, would you come and comfort and encourage our hearts this day? And may we see a massive turnaround in the weather. Send your rain. Send those winds. Help the firefighters. And be with us and comfort us this day. In your name we pray. Amen.
He watches over me. He watches.
to read from Isaiah 43, and then we're going to recite the Lord's Prayer together. Listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah chapter 43. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Recite with me the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Thank you, church, for a beautiful time of gathering and praying and singing and encouraging each other with Scripture. This is what God's people are to do, especially in times like this. Go home, be with your loved ones, be safe, continue to pray, and let's watch for a miracle this week as God sends the rain that we have been praying for. God be with you, and thank you for this special, special time this morning. Amen.